Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid Sunday in March 2024. We just finished all of the celebrations and the commemorations for African American History Month. And we're all black, right? 365 days, or 66 days, I think this is a leap year. So we continue to celebrate every day. Thank God for the journey. Thank God for those who paved the way for us to be here today. Because as we sit here this morning, it's good to be made aware sometime that others have sat in these seats and they paved the way for us. And we are here because of their struggles and their sacrifices. James Weldon Johnson reminds us to lift every voice and sing. Lift every voice till earth and heaven ring. Our scripture this morning is from Exodus chapter 1, page 43 in your pew Bible. Page 41 in your pew Bible. Exodus chapter 1. And it's a long scripture, so bear with me. Exodus chapter 1. It's a long scripture, so bear with me. It's just one verse. Verse number 8. Now a new king arose in Egypt. Or as this translation says, arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. And that scripture reminds us of the danger of forgetting and not knowing from whence we have come. And as we celebrated and commemorated in all of the activities and the learning experiences during African American History Month, we were reminded of the roads that we have been over. James Weldon Johnson again says, stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to this place for which our fathers sighed. And then that last stanza of lift every voice and sing is really a prayer. God of our weary years, and that's our prayer this morning. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far along the way, thou who has by thy might Led us into the light. Keep us forever in thy path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. And then he goes on to say, beneath the shadows may we forever stand, true to our God and true to our native land. And through all that our people have been through, I remember many years ago, I was at Wesley United Methodist Church on John's Island in Charleston. And the ladies came in, they looked like they were straight from over home. They had on these white robes, and they sang that processional. Out of all that I've been through, I still have joy. Out of all that I've been through, and we as a people, out of all that we have been through, through enslavement, the bottom of the ships, the Middle Passage, enslavement 246 years, Jim Crow, Jane Crow, segregation and racism. Out of all that we've been through, still have joy. The theologian William James Jennings defined joy as resistance against despair. Resistance against despair. So we continue to strive and to go on with the hope and the inspiration, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the body politic may be in 2024, we stand out on freedom's frontier, still fighting and resisting. Those are our devotional reflections and our centering moments for this morning. Wade in the waters. Yeah. Wade in the waters.
Amen, amen. Good morning to everyone. The scripture says, to us, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy, his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand for our invocation. Lord God, here we are again, gathered in your holy and divine presence, acknowledging this is a day that you've made so we can rejoice and be glad in it. And be thankful for life, health, and strength on this first Sunday in March, because, Lord, we know that it's only in you that we live and move and have our being. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor as you alone deserve. And, God, we invite your presence into this place to be among us, be with us, be in us, because we need you, O God, that we might worship you truly. So your presence is welcome in this place. God, we thank you once again. We pray that the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts will be found acceptable in thy sight. For you alone are our strength. You alone are our Redeemer. And these and all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There is power. Blood of the Lamb.
There is power.
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 Oh, wonder-working power. blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
Responsive reading today, the Lord's Supper, found in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 34. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
For this all
for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Amen.
Let me live, blessed Lord, and the light of thy word. Let my life be
church.
Presence of the Lord. Amen. In Romans 12 and 13, the Lord is speaking, saying, it's good to share. And in this day and time, in the presence of the Lord, where we are today, God has given us an opportunity to share of our financial substance. And the other stuff to go with it. We have to give of ourselves often. But since God had opened this opportunity for us to give to his work, to keep the ministry going, amen? And we thank God for it. And it's a good practice. We get it from the scripture. Practice hospitality. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. When we give to those that are in need, when we give to the church, we're giving to those in need. Amen. Amen. We thank God for it. And there are different ways to give. As we know, we have Cash App. Not Cash App. Lord, please forgive me for that. I mess it up every time. But we have Giblify. Y'all forgive me, right? We have Giblify app, and we can give in person. You can see one of the ushers, because you are blessed every time we give. Whatever you give, God has provided to you, and it's just a circle of giving, and we thank God for the opportunity, and thank God for allowing us to share. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with me for offering and our offering song afterwards? Praise God. We thank you for this opportunity to give. God, we thank you for opening our hearts to share that you have blessed us with, God. And God, we thank you for opening up our hearts to be hospitable to one another, oh God. You know the need of everyone in this place today. And God, you know the needs of this ministry, God. And you know the ones that you have assigned the blessing to, God. And we thank you for using this ministry, God, to share your gospel, to share your words of life, God. And we thank you for your love, God. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.
Come to church just to be here.
it's not that I'm here just to be here. I'm always wanting to come when things are looking better. And to do so is to honor God. I'm glad that we have Minister Damian White preaching. He always brings his entourage. And we're very happy for you all to come and be in support of him. And then the young lady who stood up, Asha, I just wrote your name down quickly just to make sure that we remember it and make sure that you are welcome and greeted in this place, as we all are welcome and greeted in this place. This is Women's History Month, my goodness. And there's a history that you all have and you can share it. Please, in the sharing of your history, give God honor and glory for all he was able to do in terms of making ways for you, opening doors for you as well. This being the first Sunday in March, and I hadn't said this in a long time. If this is your birthday month, first of all, I do birthdays. If this is your birthday month, will you raise a hand or something? My goodness. What happens in March? Is it the wind blows? Happy birthday to all of you who are born in the month of March. May your day be one of great celebrations and reflections over what you have come through and what the Lord is still leading you through. Now, we may have anniversaries, those who were married in the month of March. If this is your month to celebrate an anniversary, if you raise your hand and let us know. All right, my goodness. Amen, amen. And for any other things that are being celebrated that I'm not listing and making public acknowledgments for, we certainly celebrate with you all that you celebrate. Amen. It's prayer time, and prayer time is all the time. Yes. Just at a time when we acknowledge public prayer, corporate prayer, it's good to be able to be in the midst of other believers, other people who are seeking God. And it's good to be able to lift up prayers in the presence of others. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Yes. Heavenly Father, during this day, on this particular Sunday, when the fog is all around, let it be, O Lord, that we not lose sight of the fact that you are blessing us. And if we ever lose sight of the fact that you are blessing us, that you are bringing us through many things, let it be that we not lose sight of you in the fog. Let it be that we're able to turn on our fog lights of faith, and that we can see you anyway, knowing that you are working on us and working us through many different things. We can all have our various testimonies. We all have our various ways of honoring you because of what you have done already. For what you are in the process of bringing us through, we give you thanks. And though we don't see it all the way sometimes, we know that any evidence of it shows us that you are on the case and you are still leading us and blessing us in great ways. We thank you, Lord, for the strength to be able to come to church. We thank you, Lord, for the strength to be able to at least come throughout if we're not able to come by physical presence. Whatever our needs are today, we lift them up before you, and we ask that you continue to bless us with our needs as well as our heart's desires. not coming for a long prayer today because we have prayed our prayers in our secret prayer closets before we even got here. But during this moment of corporate prayer, we ask that you bless us indeed, and that as we look to the left or to the right, in front and behind, we ask that you bless our brothers and sisters in faith, whatever they are praying for, whatever it is that they are in need of. We touch and agree that you will cause these things to come into fruition for them as well. We ask your blessings upon us. We pray and ask that whatever great word is departed and placed into our spirits will not be taken away from us by any tricks of the adversary. We pray and ask your blessings upon us, and we pray and ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you. Jump right into this. I'm dealing with a cough this morning and I don't want it to come back while I'm standing up here, so I'm gonna jump on into this and not gonna waste a lot of time.
All right.
Our text will be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 and 39. And for your hearing, I'll be reading from the King James Version. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
I'll be speaking briefly from the subject, a second chance because of love.
Amen.
A second chance because of love. Let us pray. God, I bow in your presence, asking that you use this broken vessel, that I may be a resource in the mission of the gospel, that one may hear and want to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free.
Yeah.
These things I pray in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Now, in Paul's writing to the church at Rome, Paul speaks to them concerning Jesus Christ. Paul informs them that we in the flesh are weak, but through Jesus Christ, we in the flesh are made strong. Now, Paul is making this statement because he's dealing with a group of individuals who were facing condemnation, and they were in need of being converted but had no knowledge of who Jesus was.
Yeah.
But Paul, being a living testimony, already having an experience with God and had felt the hand of God and had a life-changing experience with God, was able to inform everybody there about somebody who can save anybody. Yeah. Y'all with me this morning?
Yeah.
I heard David say that I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That took me back to our roots a little bit. And as I looked at this, I learned that Adam played a major role in being the cause of all our condemnation. Because if Adam had not eaten of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and had obeyed the voice of God, there would be no need for salvation. And just like you and I, we eat from that same tree every day and always seem to find reasons of why we sin when we do it. Some of us are just like the Israelites who rejected the word. We make up lots of excuses to continue in our sin, and on top of that, we are extremely slow in wanting to find a solution or answer to our sinful ways. And the answer is always closer than we think, but we overlook the man, and it causes us to make life a lot harder than it should be. Because believe it or not, sin brings more problems. Church, many times we look for the answer in all the wrong places, just like the group of individuals in needing of being converted. And many times we look towards family and friends to guide us and to be our best answer in the right direction. But there's also many times when family and friends are not able to do the job. For this reminds me of the time when the sins of man had become so wicked that it shamed God to the point that he had repented that he ever made man. Sin caused God to close up the heavens and not have any communication with man for 400 years. That's deep, y'all. But I've got good news. Because after all that, God loved us so much that he decided to give man another chance. But he had to send a savior into the world. Now, let's have a little fun with this, but I want you to stay on top. Don't lose sight. Now, I can envision God dispatching the angelic host to find someone worthy enough to go where I say earthbound. I can see him starting with our homeboy, Adam. But there was no need to look at Adam because he contributed to the problem in the first place. Then I can see him looking at old boy Abraham. But he couldn't use Abraham either because Abraham was a liar. Then I can see him attempting to use David, mighty man. But he couldn't use David either because David's hands were not clean, for they were covered in blood. And let the truth be told, David was a murderer. Then I can see him looking at sending old Solomon. Solomon, a man of great wisdom. But he couldn't use Solomon either, because Solomon was so wise to the point he was stupid. Y'all know the story. Then I can see him thinking about sending, last but not least, Jonah. But he couldn't use Jonah either, because Jonah couldn't be trusted. He fled in the other direction on a God-given assignment. Church, this proves to us that there are many times in this life when no matter how things may look or appear, that sometimes you just can't find anybody that you can trust or love you enough that's able to stand in the gap for you. Therefore, I ask a question on this morning. Can we even find someone who's able? Hold your answer to that, because I'm going to give it to you here in a minute. Greenview, when sin has beat you down and you feel that you've reached the end of your rope and you've tried all that you know to do, and it seems like the lake of sin that you're swimming in is getting deeper and wider, I stopped by this morning to let you know that there's still one. There's still one that loves you. And there's still one that loves you unconditionally. And his name is Jesus the Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes on all our behalf. Abraham referred to him as Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Joshua said that he will fight your battles in the time of your battles. He's a miracle worker who calls the blind to see. I know him to be bread when you're hungry. I said I know him to be water when you're thirsty. Somebody here know him to be a friend when you're friendly. We've all had some hills to climb. But when we look around and we begin to think things over, it was Jesus that loved us from the start. It was Jesus who brought us through, and it was Jesus that brought us out. Our answer should always be Jesus, for he is the rock of our stumbles. He is the rock that the builder rejected, and he is the rock of our salvation. Amen. Now, as I go to my seat this morning, because I'm not going to be long, I want you to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we are loved by God unconditionally through his son, Jesus. And that through the spilt blood of his son, Jesus, we are given a second chance to be saved from condemnation. Amen.
I will trust in the Lord.
The doors of the church are open.
In the
if you're here and you're out of the Arkansas,
I will trust
and you need a savior in those times,
until
may there be one.
God.
May there be one. If you're here looking for a church home and you want to make Greenview your place of worship, now is the time. May there be one. May there be one.
Done as the Lord has commanded, and yet there is room. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We thank Minister White for that great message.
Oh,
God loves us. Jesus loves us. And Jesus is the answer. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we prepare for communion. Amen. Amen. If there are any at this time who still need the elements, if you would begin to raise your hand so that we can get them to you. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, here we are now in obedience to what you have told us. Because our Father, as you went into that upper room with your disciples and took the bread, broke it and gave it to them, told them to eat. And in the same manner, after the supper, you gave them the cup and said, drink. And you said, as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you will show forth my suffering and for my death until I come again. Our Father, because our will, we can't do it, but you can turn this bread from its physical form into a spirit, and this wine into a spirit, that it might aid us as we travel on this Christian journey. Bless it now, we pray, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Drinking wine.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
They say you can't get up out of the chair until your creatinine numbers come down.
Uh-huh.
They were hanging around 6 for a long time. Unless they get closer to 2,
right,
or 1 or something like that,
yeah,
they said, you might be doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. And I said, no.
Okay.
All right. The Lord is going to make
a difference. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!